scenes with Danny Houston, son of the renowned U.S. film director John Houston.
There are other directors, great auteurs, that make films about themselves. My father was really interested in dissecting, literally with a scalpel at times, mm-hmm. the inner workings of the human heart, mind and soul, and was able to use as his surgeons, authors of what he considered to be great works.
Actor and director Danny Houston was at the festival to present a retrospective of his father's films.
It's a delight to be here at this festival. Wonderful for me to be watching my father's films. I feel I know them so well, but when I see them again, I realize that I don't. And the similarities that I saw yesterday between Treasure of the Sierra Madre and Man Would Be King, about men, greed, friendship, his wonderful characters, usually about losers, a passion that the Houston family has as a whole towards losers, losers that lose again valiantly. To see the photograph of my father in the middle of the river, graced by the warm spring waters, also brings a warmth to my heart.
But the film festival is not just a platform for already established filmmakers. The RWE and Barrandov Studio Film Foundation supports Czech audiovisual productions and screenwriters. In February, it called on budding filmmakers to apply for grants to support their projects. In the 2 months given, 32 screenplays and 49 themes, synopses and film stories were submitted. The oldest grant applicant was 87 years old, the youngest 25. On Monday, the Film Foundation announced the names of the receivers of the grants. The winning screenplay for a feature film was written by Daniela Fischerova, who received 200,000 crowns, which is the equivalent of around $9,000, and a pledge by the Barrandov Studios to help produce her film. Screenplay editor and literary advisor Christian Suda has worked with renowned Czech filmmakers like Věra Chytilová, Jiří Menzel and Filip Renč. He's also one of the 5 members of the jury that evaluated the scripts.
Despite she had worked for a film 2 times, I think 20 years ago, she is now known as the writer, as the prosaic writer. And so one of the reasons why we give her the grant, I think it was extremely very, very good written. We hope it will give her this background, this strong background from the side of producers. I have to say that we were looking forward for the students' work and for the scenario of the young generation, but there was not so much really professional treatments or scenario. There was many texts from the Film Academy, which was used in Film Academy as the text for the exams. And unfortunately, there was no specific new poetics in them, which should express the generation feeling or some new attitude to the problems of us.
Most of the projects that were submitted dealt with current topics or the post-war period and the fate of the ethnic German minority. And Daniela Fischerová's theme?
To je příběh, kterému se říká fiction. To je taková směsice ze slov fiction a fact.
It is a story that we call faction, a mixture of the words fiction and fact, and it's based on a true story. In 1878, the Blažek sisters, who were Siamese twins, were born here in the Czech lands. They led quite an adventurous life, performing at numerous venues around the world. And at the age of 31, they gave birth to a little boy and never revealed who the father was. So, my screenplay is based on this historical background. But luckily, there is so little that we know about their lives, and that gave me lots of space for imagination. 80% of it is my own imagination.
Reality, ale 80% toho jsem si vymyslela já.
2 more applicants, David Jařáb and Jan Němec, were awarded prizes. They were selected from the category Film Story and received 100,000 crowns each. The foundation has launched a second grant competition. The deadline for the applications is September the 30th.
That was Dita Esiedu reporting. After the state holidays on Wednesday and Thursday, she'll be back with more from the film festival in Karlovy Vary.
We'll be right back.